Yo, 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 we back. What's up, y'all? I got a special guest tonight. She's calling in from way from Texas with her cowboy hat on and her motherfucking cowboy boots and shit. Her name is E. Say what's up to my viewers, E.
Hi, everyone. Hey.
Anyway. Tonight, we want to talk about fuck niggas. Is that right, E?
Yes, we are. That is very correct.
Okay, no, all bullshit correct. Aside. Yeah. All bullshit aside. Anyway, now, E.
Uh-huh.
What is your interpretation of a fuck nigga?
Okay. This is what I think, guys. I think that term goes towards a guy who they just trifling. Like, and they know they should trifling. Like, it's different if you're dealing with somebody who just can't seem to get it right, but they want to. But, like, a true fuck nigga, they just don't want to get it right, and they will do everything possibly wrong. And they know it. That's the sad part. They know it.
I mean, would they start off, you know, romancing you first?
Oh, yeah. You always got to start off good to get your way in. Like, you always got to put on, quote-unquote, airs or, you know, somebody that's not you to be able to get your way in. And then once you get your way in, you're just a disappointment.
Okay, you know, I feel, and you know, I am the mediator. I am the mediator, okay? I feel that there's fuck niggas and fuck bitches.
Yes, yeah, trifling ones as well, too, that are women. It goes both ways. Like, I don't even think it's a gender, you know, preference. It's both ways.
Let's just start calling them fuck folks. Fuck it.
Yeah. And there are men that are trifling, and you got just as many trifling-ass women as well, too. Which is sad, because they make all of us look horrible.
Okay, well, I mean, you're originally a California native, correct?
I am, yes.
Okay, so you recently just moved to Dallas, Texas, am I correct?
You are correct, yes.
Oh, okay. Now, have you had any sightings of fuck niggas out there?
Yes. Let me tell y'all, it has nothing to do with state. Like, a border does not change anything. I dealt with not just as many fuck niggas out here in Dallas as Cali.
Mm-hmm.
And in California as long. But they're here, too, and I ran across them as well. Just remember this.
Mm-hmm.
The game never changes. The story never changes. The players do. Same shit.
Do they even wash their jerseys, though?
I don't know. Some of them, I think they recycle them bitches, and they just keep it pushing.
Yeah, because I seen some grass stains on a couple of these motherfuckers, though.
Yeah, so.
I feel
it don't change, Jody. It don't.
Well, damn, thanks. My viewers know my name now. Okay. Back. To my story. Oh, disclaimer, you guys. If I'm out of breath, you know what I mean? Shit. I'm on this, you know, elliptical working out and, you know.
Awesome, and I think.
I'm trying to get ready for my 50th. You feel me? Okay. Yeah. Well, you in the studio. Shit. Stop bullshitting.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm in the studio.
Anyway. We had a cool little phone session, though. You know, that little phone session that we had going on was a little popping there. You know, I liked your little dare, no part. Just want to let you know.
Thank you. I took dare very seriously. I do not.
Yeah, you know.
I do not.
Yeah. It's all good, but okay, y'all, you know, I just wanted to drop a line. You know, my little February line dropper, you know, my little February potty, you know. It's a little dorky, corny, whole nine, especially with E on the line. You feel me? So, E, say goodbye to all my friends.
Bye, friends. We'll see you next time, okay?
Mm-hmm, and shit. And remember, love yourself effortlessly. Bye, y'all.